And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Block of Touch.
My body is ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's most spooky podcast. This week, we're bringing it to you via Skype. I'm joined by Andy.
Hi. Camilla's car. It's her radiator that pooped out.
Yeah, she's using your car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my modes of transportation are...
If you lived like as close as like Tyler did or Stefan did, I would have picked you up for the podcast.
Yeah, but no, I live.
Given the fact that you live on the other side of town.
Yeah, I live the hell out there.
Yeah, so we're going to do it via Skype.
We've done it before.
Don't know what else to say about that other than Skype. Woo! Technology!
That's a pretty nifty technology, dude, nowadays.
Just able to call and talk to anyone as long as they have a computer and a microphone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, the invention of, like, Skype with the video chat, too.
Yeah, video chat's pretty sweet.
Yeah, so they just opened up a world for chat roulette and other nasty stuff.
You know, I've never really been on chat roulette.
I did when it first got big. It literally was all wangs, so it wasn't very fun.
I've been on, like, what is it called, Omegle, where it's just text. Like, you just talk with a stranger.
Omegle's cool, or Omegle, or however anyone pronounces it.
Schmeagle.
Yeah.
We went to a Halloween party last night.
That was pretty fun.
I was a Red Lantern.
I was a cool cat.
I put my costume together for $1, so that was pretty sweet. I just wore my Red Lantern shirt, which I am wearing right now, and some black pants I got from Goodwill. I just went in there, I'm like, yeah, I kind of need some black pants, and there were some that were $5.49, but they had a blue sticker, and that day they were selling everything with a blue sticker for 99 cents.
What?
Yeah, so it just cost me 99 cents, and then, well, I guess $1.03 after tax. Yeah, and then I went to Dragon's Lair to get a red or yellow lantern ring, and he just, like, handed me a red lantern ring. He's like, there you go.
Nice.
I was like... Okay, well, I'll pay for it now. He's like, no, it's yours. I'm like, oh, shit.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Halloween party was pretty sweet.
It was. I had a good time. That whatever liquor mixture they had was pretty awesome.
Yeah. I had, like, four of those.
I had a Blue Moon in a cup of that, and I was, like, pretty good.
Yeah, I had two Blue Moons and, like, four of those, and when I got home, I was like,
this is gonna have to change.
Yeah, and it made me pretty tired, actually, but I ended up staying up to, like, 3 instead.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude, I took a nap before the party, and I ended up staying up till, like, 3. I, like, laid on the, like, Camilla was on the bed because she had to get up early, so I didn't want to wake her up with my rustling, so I just went on the couch.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, I was, like, on there till, like, 3, till I think I finally fell asleep.
Right on.
No money yet in Grand Theft Auto. That sucks.
Yeah, I don't have it either, so.
Did you see that they delayed it?
No, I didn't see that they delayed it.
Yeah, they said they were going to delay the money till they figured out all the glitches with the player loss.
I guess that makes sense.
I guess that's still going on. But, yeah, that... I mean, that does make sense because, dude, if somebody lost, like, their money.
Yeah, I'd be pretty pissed if I got that stimulus from Rockstar and then all of a sudden my character's gone.
Yeah. So,
I'd be pissed if my character was gone no matter what because I'm, like, level 26.
Nice. Yeah, that's some time investment.
Yeah. It was quite a bit of a time investment.
So, I am 35, I think. Level 35.
Right on.
Dude, racing is like the ultimate way to level up in this game.
I watched some people do a 99 lap race.
Yeah.
New Legacy Inc. I watched them quite a bit. They didn't get like a whole lot of rep points for it though.
Dude, it's not the amount of laps, it's the amount of players.
They had 8.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, it's not like however many laps you do. I think there's a cutoff point, but it's mostly however many people are in the game.
Well, we should do a 99 lap race.
Why?
Because it'll take us about 50 minutes, apparently.
50 minutes? But is it worth it?
Yeah.
How is it worth it?
Because.
I don't. Is it that one circular track, too, around the prison?
That was the one they did, yeah, but you can do other ones. Like, we could do the airport race. 99
laps. The airport race is so fun.
It is. It's like a figure eight pattern, and that's the best one to do at night.
Yeah.
Or we could do the
lights are so pretty.
We could do the mountain biking one 99 times.
Nope.
Yeah, let's do that one down the mountain.
That's fun, but
it'll take us like 99 hours.
Oh god. you crazy, Matt Runge.
No, I just want to shoot people.
You like a Batman villain now? All I want to do is shoot people.
And go to missions in my new passenger van for us.
That'd be pretty sweet.
I didn't give it the Dukes of Hazzard horn, but I should, because I know I'm going to take that off Sweet Jumps.
Pretty Sweet Jumps, everybody.
Sweet Jumps.
So what is it, a cargo van?
It's more of an SUV, not like a passenger van.
Oh, okay.
All right. It should be able to hold 6 people.
Dude, I'm just waiting for that damn stimulus so I can get in a fucking apartment and I can have more than one car. It sucks. I really want a dirt bike.
Just buy a cheap 2-car garage right now.
Yeah, but a cheap 2-car garage is still like 80-something.
No, it's not. It's like 20 grand. What? Just a garage.
Oh, really?
You can buy like just a garage for like 20 grand. You won't have an apartment, but you'll have a garage.
It's not half bad.
Yeah.
We'll look into it.
You do that. All right.
But, sorry.
Oh, no. You go ahead.
I was saying, 10-car garage all the way. I'm going to fill that thing up so fast.
I don't think I would be, I don't know what I would put in it. I feel like I have the limit of cars I want.
Like, I really want a sports, like a 4-seater, a 6-seater, a couple motorcycles.
Let's see, like, because I got a motorcycle, a muscle car, a sports car, and an SUV. I guess the only other thing I'd want is that big-ass truck.
Yeah, I really want that big-ass truck. That thing will just destroy.
I want a cargo bob.
Oh, cargo bob would be so bomb. Want to go on to new gaming news?
Yes, let's do that.
Wait.
These guys don't stand a chance.
Grab your controller and brush up on your gaming lingo. You're going to need it. This is Gaming News on 3-Hit Combo.
Sit down and shut up.
All right, we've got a slew of PlayStation 4 news.
Whee!
Which, by the way, that's coming out soon. That's like coming out. That's coming out soon. That's coming out in...
like a couple weeks.
Yeah, just a couple weeks. That's what, the 15th of November?
Yeah, 15th, 14th, something like that.
Yeah, it's a Friday.
Yeah.
So we've already confirmed that the PlayStation 4 controller will work with PC. Allegedly, it will also work with Macs.
That's pretty nifty.
So if you're playing the game on a Mac that you can use a controller for, you can use a PS4 controller.
Oh, I like the PS. I like the PS4 controller.
I like how the PS4 controller is going to have a concave kind of design on the thumbsticks.
I think that'll be nifty. I think it'll fit well.
Because I always have to reposition my thumbs on the thumbsticks on the PS3 controller.
Yeah.
Because it just kind of slides. I wonder what they're going to use that middle thing for. It just looks like a
little touch thing?
Yeah, it's just like a block of touch.
I don't know. It's nifty.
A block of touch. That's what they call it.
The block of touch. Just touch the block.
That sounds like a programming block on Cinemax.
Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Block of Touch. Only on Cinemax.
Tonight, tonight? Will it be start or will it be pause?
Did you know they're getting rid of porn on Cinemax? So
what?
So Skinemax will no longer be an apt nickname for it.
No way.
Yeah, I didn't. I only read the headline, but yeah, it's going away. I don't have Cinemax anymore.
Well,
I haven't since I was young.
Skinemax has been around forever.
I know. Sony releases details on PlayStation 4 game sharing.
I saw the headline, but I didn't look into it. So cool.
PlayStation 4 owners will be asked to register the PlayStation 4 on their PlayStation accounts as a primary console. This will allow others who use the console with other PlayStation accounts to still play all games and apps downloaded from the PlayStation Store and to use PlayStation Plus benefits. Owners may also connect their console to the internet via PlayStation Vita for remote play. Registered primary consoles will allow others to use other users to make use of the mentioned benefits without having to log into the owner's account.
That's kind of nifty.
Mm-hmm. Users may download, purchase games via PlayStation Store onto secondary consoles by signing into PlayStation Network. Only that specific user may use the downloaded game.
Oh. Yeah, that's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like a remix of what the PS3 does. So, not too shabby.
Yep, that'll be cool. The FAQ states that the primary and secondary systems can be used concurrently, so you could play a game on both at the same time, apparently.
Oh, that'd be sweet if you could play together using the same game.
Ooh, that would be neat.
Yeah.
You know, I took cough medicine to get rid of my cough for this week, and now I have the sniffles like a bastard.
Oh, God, the sniffles.
It just never ends.
The sniffles.
I needed cough medicine bad, though, dude. My stomach muscles were hurting so fucking bad.
Oh, God. That is the worst.
I know, because, like, then a cough starts coming on, and you're like, no more.
And then it just gets to a point where you're just like, oh, my rad, just,
Someone like kill torture. Me.
Someone just starts blowing pepper in your face to torture you. Just like, no. Stop.
PlayStation 4s will require a day one patch installed in order for several features to be usable.
I'm not. Microsoft's doing it.
That doesn't make it.
The Wii U had it. I think it's just it's like the same thing with games. Like
it's annoying
after they cut off the date.
Yeah, it's annoying if you're not planning on hooking up to the internet right away or something like that.
Yeah.
But you can still use the Blu-ray player. No, you can't. Offline play won't be impacted. Several other features will be locked until the patch is installed. Among the locked features are online gaming, remote play, and the console's Blu-ray DVD player.
That's random.
Yeah, that is random. Especially if, I know it's kind of weird, but if the first thing you want to do with it is watch a Blu-ray.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're going to get PS4 on launch night, chances are you're going to play a game on it. But
yeah.
Here's the full list of things that will not be available until you download the patch. Remote play with Vita, second screen experience on other devices, recording and streaming functionality, play games as they download, multiple user login, voice chat, face recognition with voice commands, background music player, online multiplayer, and Blu-ray and DVDs.
That is quite a bit.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Also, PS4 Party Chat will work up to 8 players.
That is nice.
So that'll be sweet. Can't wait for that to come out because I'm getting sick of talking to people on Skype. Just because the way my computer's positioned, it's just a pain in the ass. Cords always get caught in my chair.
I think it's crazy that they're not going to allow like Bluetooth headsets. Did you see that article?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, their Bluetooth headsets won't be a chat option.
Huh. Well, I find that weird. At least they're providing a headset. So
yeah.
If they made it so Blu-ray wasn't available and they didn't provide the headset, then that would be fucking stupid.
Yeah.
It would piss some people off. It's like, you gotta buy the PS4 and then the headset.
Yeah, so.
Dude, so Battlefield 4 comes out this Tuesday. And I have it reserved for the PS4.
That means you'll probably get it when you pick up your PS4.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Because
I know
it's PS4. It's a launch title for the PS4. So,
because I know it, I know some people are probably like, oh, idiot, why would you get the PS4 on launch day? I just want to make sure, because I know that if you don't pick it up after a certain amount of days, then they just will sell it. So I don't know if they would just sell it, though, because I did pay it off fully.
Oh, yeah, then.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they would sell it and then, like, reimburse you.
They would probably at least call me.
Yeah.
Be like, yo, it's available. They used to text me, which I hated, but now that they don't text me anymore, I'm like, come on. Let me know the game's available.
I still get texts.
Because when they text me, it was in high school, and like in the middle of class, my phone would be like, meep, meep. And everyone like looks at me. I'm just like,
ooh, oh, stop God, it, I'm sorry.
Got a game. I always hated that in high school when someone's phone would go off, like the entire class would be like, oh. It's like, oh, you should.
I was always pretty good about my phone in high school.
The teacher fucking didn't notice until you went, oh.
Yeah.
The only time my phone rang in school was when fucking Tom called me.
What?
Yeah, and it was like 2 weeks before I graduated. I almost went perfect. Yeah, Tom called me at like, I don't know, 12:30 or something. I got out at like 12:40.
It was the teacher like, man, bro, good.
Nah, he was just like, my ringtone at the time was Bleed It Out by Linkin Park. So he pretended to dance. And he was like, oh, sorry, we're not dancing? I was like, no, we're not dancing. I'm going to turn my phone off.
We're not dancing?
No. There was a rumor out there that there was a 2DS, which is just plastered with Luigi on it. You know, it's white and green with green buttons, Luigi logo. That is not true. That is actually fan-made.
Aww. That would have been kind of cool.
Thought it was the year of Luigi, but I guess not.
It's dude, that 2DS is a dumb thing.
It's basically for kids.
I know.
So
it's
they
just,
don't rip the hinges or something.
It's just, it seems very unnecessary.
Japan has confirmed that they are stopping production of the Wii.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which,
that's,
you and I mentioned last week, you can get a Wii for like $20 or something, wasn't it? At like GameStop.
Yeah.
Just something ridiculous, like super cheap. That might be worth it.
Yeah, I kind of feel like I should maybe try and pick up a Wii now.
Yeah. They've stopped production in Japan, but it looks like worldwide we don't know about whether they're going to do that yet.
Huh.
Just for sure in Japan.
That is interesting.
I saw an awesome animated GIF with the Wii U, and it said, it shreds money.
I love the 3DS It Prints Money one. I love every time I see that GIF, it gives me a good giggle.
All right, that will do it for gaming news. Let's go on to technology.
Good news, everyone. We're online.
Plug in, power up, and listen in. This is technology news.
First off, Anonymous. Dun, dun, dun. Hacked Quebec government sites with a fifth grader's help.
Really?
Yeah.
That's random.
Apparently not every kid is content roughhousing in the backyard. This week, a 12-year-old Canadian boy pleaded guilty to hacking into government and police websites as part of an anonymous takedown spurred by Quebec student protests in May of 2012. The boy, who was 11 at the time, dredged up administrator credentials for websites belonging to Montreal Police, the Quebec Institute of Public Health, and the National Assembly of Quebec, and passed the info on to Anonymous.
Anonymous! I love yelling, just or just hearing someone be like, Anonymous!
Anonymous.
All right, what we got next?
Sorry, that little beeping in the background, if anyone heard that, was me putting my phone on silent.
Oh.
I hate how my phone makes sounds when I put it on silent.
Wait, it makes sounds when you put it on silent?
Not while it's on silent, but to get to silent. So
that's
if,
kinda dumb.
So if you're in a room and you're like, oh, I haven't put my phone on silent, it's like, beep, 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 boop, boop, boop. Sorry, everyone, just putting my phone on silent, you know?
Yep.
Should be fucking silent while I do it, but it doesn't. I always hated my old Razer. Like, you know when your phone gets down to like 5% battery left? My old Razer would waste so much battery telling me my battery was low. Like, it would flash a red light and, like, every 10 seconds beep. It's like, oh my God, stop. Like, I know it's low.
I could not believe how big that phone got. Like,
the Razer,
just how
yeah.
popular it got. Is that a fucking, it was like iPhone level.
Do you have a
popular.
Dog in the background?
No. There's a dog, my neighbor's dog, but he's a loud fucking dog, so you can hear him through the windows.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's a big dog, too, so he's got like a deep one.
I was gonna say, usually it's my dogs you can hear in the background.
Yeah, nope. My neighbor's dogs, my apologies.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is something we need, an indestructible marker.
Eh?
The Pocket Shark's secret weapon is that it's made from high-impact plastic that's four times as thick as the stuff you'll find on lesser markers. So if you smash it with a hammer, drive over it, or even incapacitate whoever's trying to stop you from adding hilarious mustaches to people. furthermore, the Pocket Shark's cap screws on, so there's a little chance of accidentally drying out.
Nifty. Nifty. I wonder why anyone never thought of that before.
It looks like a big pen.
Does it?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Okay, so I got a state-by-state map of the penalties for texting while driving. First of all, don't fucking text while driving.
Yeah.
It's just stupid.
Siri does it for
me. Anyone that's listening, I know most people that listen to this, according to Facebook analytics, are between 18 and 30. So you still should not text while drive. Any children that are listening to this, first of all, how'd you find us? Second of all, when you get old enough to drive... Just don't freaking text. I remember one time Leaper almost hit me with his car coming out of Oakview like 4 years ago. And
what?
Yeah, he didn't even see me. And then I look down and he's like texting. And then I get a text that says, oh, sorry, dude. Like, fucking what the fuck?
George got hit by a girl who was texting.
Really?
Like. He was skateboarding and she ran into
him. God, he was, I thought you were talking about like in his car.
No, like it was like he hit the hood and bounced off the hood, but like he didn't get hurt, so.
George has the worst fucking luck.
George has horrible luck, which sucks, because he's such a good guy.
I know, that's terrible, but like I know that if anyone's going to get hit by a car randomly, it's George. He doesn't deserve it, but like if you were to say George got hit by a car while skateboarding, I was like, fucking, yeah, I guess. Guess that would be the guy to get hit.
George, son of a bitch.
All right, so I have a little map that gives you the penalties state by state if you were caught texting while driving. First of all, there are no bans on texting while driving in Montana, South Dakota, Arizona. Some states, like New Mexico, Oklahoma, Missouri, Mississippi, all have a ban on new drivers only. So I guess if you're 16, you can't text and drive.
Oh, all right.
Oh, there it is. I fucking coughed. And then Texas has new and bus drivers only. So if you're driving a bus, you can't text. And if you're new, you can't text.
All right. Well, that's understandable. If you drive a bus... full of children.
Now let's look at some of the lower penalties. Alabama, $25 fine for texting while driving.
Alright.
California, $20. Nevada, $50. Iowa looks like $10. I don't know, this map's kind of small and I don't have a zoom. Let's see if I can make this bigger. Oh yeah, there we go. $30 in Iowa.
Ooh.
$50 in Delaware, $75 in Maryland, some of the higher ones, $200 in Nebraska, $500 in Oregon.
Nebraska takes it serious.
$500 in Indiana, $750 in Utah.
Oof.
I mention South Carolina when I said no ban? I might not have seen it before on the small map, but South Carolina doesn't have a ban.
Oh. All right.
Get this, though. Alaska. If you were caught texting while driving in Alaska, you risk a $10,000 fine.
Holy crap.
So don't text while drive, especially in Alaska.
Holy crap. That is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
But most states looks like they're between... $30 and $80 for fines.
$30 and $80? Not too shabby.
Mm-hmm. Probably next would be like 100 to 200. There's a few with 100 out there, like Minnesota's 135, North Dakota 100, Michigan 100, West Virginia 100, New Jersey 400. Damn.
Speaking of Minnesota, you think Bo Pelini will last the season?
You just had to go there, didn't you? You just had to bring it out. A few weeks ago, I was like, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing another season with Bo. But our defensive coordinator, John Papuch, just fucking should be fired because he's fucking terrible. Defense has been the worst in football for like 2 years now. Bo Pelini, on the other hand, you know, he does have an insanely good winning percentage. He's won a lot of games. But he doesn't win any fucking games that matter.
Yeah.
Like, that's what's frustrating. It's like, we can go years winning 10 games a season. It's like, yeah, that's nice and all, but like, can somebody get us a trophy, please? He just can't do it. And then, like Josh said on Facebook, at least two times a year we lose to a team we probably shouldn't have lost to. Like this week, Minnesota.
Yeah. Yeah. I just...
And it seems under Bo, we've had a habit of playing down to our competition. Good teams don't do that.
Oh, like matching them?
Yeah, like good teams don't do that. You don't see Florida State playing Duke and getting away with a 7-point victory. No, they beat them by like 60 points.
Yeah.
But when we play Wyoming, we win by a field goal. We shouldn't win by a field goal against Wyoming. We had a scare like 2 years ago against South Dakota State. You shouldn't have a scare against a team that's not even in the same division or league as you.
South Dakota State. That's pretty.
Yeah. And just like past years, like we lost to Northwestern at home a couple years ago when
they weren't. How do you fucking lose to Northwestern?
Yeah, like when Northwestern wasn't very good. They were pretty decent last year. They look like they fucking suck this year. So hopefully we beat them because we have them at home again. Actually, I think that's next week. But yeah, so if he stays, I don't really care, but he better fucking do something next year. If he goes, I won't be upset.
Alright.
Scott Frost is up in Oregon, though. We could bring him back.
What's he doing in Oregon?
He's their offensive coordinator.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah? Scott Frost for the coach, bitches.
Alright, that will do it for technology and, I guess, sports news.
Alright. Very brief sports news.
Oh, I'm gonna cough again. God fucking damn it. I need to go to the doctor.
Hey, you've had that cough for quite a while.
Yeah, like 2 months. I haven't been sick, though. That's the thing, you know? So I just couldn't forget about it. All right, let's go into news. Are you playing a video game back there?
No.
What is that sound I hear? What are you doing?
I'm just sitting on my couch.
Huh. I hear a sound that's almost like thumbsticks.
Oh. Sorry?
Well, I mean, it's not.
I'll close my window. Maybe something outside.
Oh, do you have, like, those blinds and the thing might be... The wind might be the little plastic thing on the end of the pole string.
Maybe.
That could be it. I don't know. Let's go into news.
All right.
Time for the main event.
Let's get it on!
It's time for the three-hit combo newscast.
Let's go for the gold, Johnny!
Okay, so Julianne Hough, who's been on Dancing with the Stars... Apparently she sings. I barely know her. She dressed as Crazy Eyes for Halloween. And yes, she did put on blackface. Don't put on blackface.
Dude, blackface is just such a bad idea.
It's incredibly racist. Don't put on blackface. And I know there's some people listening that have thought about it. Like, I want to be... I can't think of someone off the top of my head. Oh, let's just say let's just say they want to be Green Lantern, but they want to be Jon Stewart, all right? They don't want to be Hal Jordan or Kyle Rayner. So I better put on some blackface. No! Don't put on blackface. God. Fucking.
Did you ever hear the Tom blackface story?
Yeah, when he was asking Rock about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Rock's like, "You're dumb as hell."
Dude. All of us were like, "Don't do it, Tom. Just it's not a good idea. I'll ask Rock. Like, it's not a good idea.
That's so fucking stupid. Don't put on blackface. Just stop.
Did she do any apologizing or anything?
Yeah, she did say she apologized if her costume hurt or offended people. Which, as a fucking adult, you should just know not to put on blackface. Yeah. But like I said, I know there's probably someone listening right now that thought about it. Like, oh, that would really tie my costume together. It's just stupid. Costume. And don't be that person that's like, well, people put on whiteface for ghosts. Don't be that guy. That's not the same thing.
White people don't get offended by that, though, if a black person was to do
it. Well, yeah, but yeah, exactly. There's no history of people putting on whiteface and then doing stereotypically black things.
That is very true.
Like, just Google early 1900s white or blackface, and then look at all the fucking racist shit people did under blackface. That's why blackface is a sensitive topic. No one did that with a white face.
Nobody.
McDonald's is dropping Heinz ketchup.
Really?
Yeah.
What are they going with then?
That is a good question. Let's see. Oh, they've been with Heinz for more than 40 years.
Wow.
They are transitioning their business to other supplies. Huh. I guess they're using like homegrown stuff.
What? That, dude, that's a big loss for Heinz.
That is
right
a
there.
Big loss. That's
40 something years.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
That's a lot of restaurants that they're not putting their ketchup in.
Yeah.
That's pretty
big. And just
big.
The buying resources, too. That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's really, really, really surprising.
Yeah, you're really, really into this story, aren't you?
Well, it's just, that's, like I said, that's really surprising.
This is a story I thought you were going to be like, huh, that's crazy. And then you're like, oh, God. Fucking Heinz.
It was interesting.
I wonder how Brent feels about that.
Cackle, cackle, buy Heinz.
Yeah. I still maintain
like,
that you should buy ketchup.
He was like, murdering
he was,
Sam.
He was like a corporate shill. Yeah, yeah, you're exactly right. He was a corporate shill. What?
Cackle, cackle, Hunts.
I was really surprised how into that he was.
Yeah, even the hot dog things. I'm like, dude, Oscar Mayer's are cheap as shit.
Yeah, especially for the amount of people they had. I'm not surprised about Oscar Mayer's. Like, Brian was like, Hebrew National. I'm like, look, I like Hebrew National too, but that's expensive hot dogs.
They are. But yeah, I was like, Oscar Mayer's not bad hot dogs at all. I don't know what's up with you guys. I like Oscar Mayer.
You know, I really shouldn't have had those pigs in a blanket.
Why?
Because I've just remembered I don't like them when I was eating it. I bit into it and I was like, oh, yeah, I don't really like these. And it was kind of packed and I couldn't shimmy my way over to the trash can. So I'm like, I guess I'll finish this. Same thing with like candy corn. You know, that joke's played out, but that does happen to me every year. I'll eat some candy corn and I'll go, oh, right.
I forgot.
All right. A man helped rescue a family from a house fire and then he goes back to save the beer.
That's awesome.
This man is Walter Serpent, a Columbus, Georgia resident who was watching television at his house Thursday afternoon when a new water heater is believed to have started a fire. As the room filled with smoke, Serpent, five other adults, and two children escaped to safety. Once clear of the structure, though, Serpent had other things in mind. It wasn't the possible loss of family photos, beloved pets, or family heirlooms. No, Serpent ventured back into the burning building and rescued some beers.
That's awesome.
He said, quote, I told them to get the kids out and everything, and me, myself, being an alcoholic, I was trying to get my beer out. I went back into the house like a dummy, and the door shut on me because the backdraft was about to kill me. He did escape without injury with a couple beers in tow. All right, so that will do it for this episode of the podcast. A little bit shorter today, only about a half an hour.
I know, they seem to be on the shorter side. They don't always Skype for some reason.
Yeah, they do. I don't know exactly why.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, I don't know why either. It's, we just, yeah.
So, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3combo podcast, twitter.com/3combo PC. and the number 3 PC stands for podcast. Email us at 3acombopodcast@gmail.com. Search for us on YouTube, 3acombopodcast, and find us at 76thstreetnetwork.com. So for Andy, this is Matt, signing out.